The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's going on?
Thank you so much.
Feel like $1 million.
Shout out TMZ, you up?
Let me check out that rig.
TMZ stands for the Mayweather Zone.
How'd you find me, bro? I got my disguise on.
I love my TMZ family. My sports.
Welcome to TMZ Sports. I'm Mike Babcock with my guy, as always, Mojo Mutati. Mojo, we're going to start with the hottest music festival in the world, attended by the hottest couple in the world. Yeah, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce still going strong, Mojo. I think some people thought that the offseason would cool things off. The no more football games for her to attend with the country watching. No, that has not happened at all, because these two look so much in love, as these videos that we are showing you here, Mojo, in my mind, as they show. This was over the weekend, of course, Coachella going down this weekend as well as next weekend in the desert in California. They attended performances, Mojo, by some of Taylor's friends. As a matter of fact, Ice Spice performed, Sabrina Carpenter, Justin Bieber. But I don't know how much of these shows they saw, Mojo, because they were very much concentrating on one another, dancing, kissing, all of that, Mojo. Heavy, heavy PDA. And again, this shows no signs in my mind of slowing down.
Very concentrated on each other, not concentrated on the music. The biggest surprise here is that no one in the crowd was concentrated on them.
I know.
They're able to blend into a crowd for maybe the first time in their lives. Look, not one person is actually looking at them. They're totally blended in. I mean, I know Coachella is an extremely star-studded event and everybody goes to Coachella. But we're talking about the top of the top, the most famous celebrity couple on the planet right now, and no one's batting an eye. So that's very interesting to me. I don't know. Maybe at this point it's because seen that, been there. Like, this couple has been together for a while. They've been locking lips every which way. There's no porta potties in sight here. That's probably the only difference in this situation.
The first time I've seen them kiss without a porta potty a foot away from them. You know what I think it might be, Mojo? Although it's crowded, it's definitely a VIP section, like an ultra, ultra VIP section that they're in. So perhaps maybe those people already know them, or, you know, they're very successful people in their own right. So maybe that's why. I think if they were to go into like the general area, I think they probably would have gotten mobbed by fans. But you're right, Mojo. And that's one of the things that I noticed, too, that everyone was sort of letting them do their thing and just kind of have fun and not be bothered taking pictures or signing autographs. They didn't have to worry about any of that stuff. All right, Mojo, moving on to our guy, our brother, Rob Gronkowski. You know, Mojo, we have, of course, on the show here, have many times talked about best first pitches, worst ceremonial first pitches. I don't know which one this is, but I do know it's my favorite. Today at Fenway Park, the historic Fenway Park, Red Sox Stadium, as some may call it. They're, of course, today is Patriots Day, so they brought out the big guns, Rob Gronkowski, to throw the ceremonial first pitch, Mojo. And in true Gronk fashion, he spiked the thing. Watch this.
Oh! Thank you.
What do you think, Mojo?
Well, Babcock, this here is TMZ Sports, Babcock. Yes. We talk about the biggest stars on the planet. So at first I was wondering why we were even talking about that jabroni Rob Gronkowski, because who's heard of Gronk anyways? But then I saw this epic stunt and I knew we weren't talking about the man but the stunt himself, because even if it was Joe Schmo up there, this right. would be too badass of a stunt not to talk about it, because this was hilarious. I love the buildup, the psych out, and the signature spike. Am curious how New England reacted to it. They might still be salty that he went over to Tampa Bay and immediately won a Super Bowl without him. But anyone that complains about that can go kiss sand, because he already won you like 83 of them before then. So either way, our good buddy Rob Gronkowski, I agree. This was the best first pitch I've ever seen. Extremely creative, very thoughtful. Definitely wins the gold medal here.
I will say this, Mojo, and I just checked the score as you were talking. He did not bring the Red Sox any luck today. They lost the game 6-0. Yeah. Maybe Rob should have actually pitched the game. They were shut out today, so not a great day for the Red Sox faithful fans, but an awesome, awesome first pitch. I also think it's interesting, Mojo, you remember just a couple days ago when Travis Kelce was at the University of Cincinnati when they did the whole New Heights podcast. Remember he took the beer, Mojo? He chugged it, and then he spiked it. And I think this was Rob saying, hey, Trav, love you, brother, but the spike's mine. And I think he was reminding us by throwing that ball halfway into the Earth's surface, Mojo. I think he's just reminding everyone, hey, it's called the Gronk spike. It's not the Kelce spike.
That's a good point, Babcock. Yeah. Sometimes you got to just reassert your claim and remind people what's up. And obviously these two guys are great friends, but we're talking about a little bit of gimmick infringement here, Babcock. Yeah. And we just can't allow it. First opportunity you can to rectify the situation, you got to take it. Gronk, well done.
Kayla Harrison was one of Saturday night's biggest winners at UFC 300 in Las Vegas. She joins us next to talk about her super submission of Holly Holm and which fighter she's ready to step in the octagon with next.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
More power.
Toyo Tires, official tire of UFC.
Choke.
Yep, she taps it. Kayla Harrison has arrived in the big show.
Stop. Continue.
Please, get out of here.
Forcing to change stances. That left leg is destroyed.
Finally, in minute 25, Holloway shows some mortality.
Look at this. Holloway just told him, stand right here. Oh!
Big connection late!
Welcome back to TMZ Sports. That, of course, was some of the craziest moments from UFC 300. I mean, you want to talk about from the early prelims all the way through the main event. You want to talk about a great card. I mean, look no further. And, of course, Kayla Harrison was one of the biggest stars, biggest winners of the night. First UFC win goes in there against a legend herself in Holly Holm and makes things look easy. Kayla here with us now. Kayla, how are you? What was it like?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm still coming down, to be honest. It was pretty epic night. And, it was great. I'm really...
Where would you rank it, Kayla? You've done so much. I mean, obviously with the gold medals. Amazing. Can't even comprehend how special that is. And then getting into MMA and winning big fights with the PFL. But now to not just join the UFC, but to be on this monumental card, UFC 300.
Where does that rank?
Awesome. No, it was awesome. I mean, I think it's really hard to top Olympic gold medals just because it's once every 4 years. And it, as a child, that's what I dreamt of, was being Olympic champion. So my adult goals are different. So I think the Olympic golds are always going to be pretty special.
From a fighting standpoint, though, was that the best?
Oh, for sure. MMA? For sure. I mean, winning $1 million doesn't hurt. Like probably the first million felt pretty damn good too. But no, in terms of like the fight, no, it was an epic night, and I definitely the highlight for me and the best I have felt, you know, inside of the cage as well. Like just very calm, cool, collected, poised. Like I just felt like this is my time.
Okay. Now, so you go in there, you win in an incredibly impressive manner. Obviously now there's talk about Amanda and whether Amanda comes back. We all saw the video that she made. What's your thinking right now, Kayla, as you're only a few days, you know, removed from the big win? What are you thinking? What do you want to do next?
I mean, I want to fight for the belt, yeah. You know? So I heard that Raquel's a little under the weather, not able to fight. So if she can't fight for the title, I would love to fight Juliana for like whoever. I don't care. I would love to fight for the belt. And if Amanda wants to come back once I win the title, I'll welcome her with open arms. And I'm not going to make any bitching or moaning about her skipping the line. She can go ahead and skip right to the front. Come on down, honey.
This is seemingly working out perfectly, right? You go in there, right? I mean, you,
yeah.
When we talked about this, I know how many times we have, like, that you're in the UFC now. You don't have to worry about any cross promotion stuff that was never going to happen. Yeah. You're a fight away, right? You're probably going to fight for the title next. You should, I think, in most people's mind. And then you could actually have that massive fight with Amanda Nunes, which I know you've always wanted, and to prove that you are the best.
Yeah.
This is working out perfectly.
I know. All in God's time. Sometimes I try and rush things or force things. And just sticking to the plan, trusting the process, and believing that, I mean, to be fair, like I did have to take a huge risk in order for all this to happen.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Like I walked away from millions of dollars that are, I don't want to say guaranteed money, but guaranteed money versus, you know, if I lost this fight, if I didn't make weight, if I... Right. Whatever, like there's no guarantees I could get cut. A lot of uncertainty. So I'm really grateful that it's all working out and I had faith, and I really just feel like I'm in the right place at the right time. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, surrounded by all the right people. And this is only the beginning.
Congratulations again, Kayla. It was awesome to watch. Yeah, we're so happy for you, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Kayla.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, talk soon. Okay.
Mojo, Aaron Rodgers flew across the country. He is in New Jersey for Jets workouts. But then there he is actually arriving today in Florham Park, New Jersey. Not the workout that we're going to talk about, though, Mojo, because we're going to talk about what Aaron Rodgers did over the weekend. For people on the West Coast, at least, in the LA area, these are very well-known steps. It's called the Santa Monica Stairs, and it is 170 brutal steps that a lot of people will go and get a workout in. Well, over the weekend, Aaron Rodgers and some buddies went to the steps. And I think this is a great sign if you are a Jets fan or even a football fan who wants to see Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest football players ever, play next season. Because if you've got an Achilles injury, it's the pushing up that's the tough part. That's the true test. And obviously, to be able to actually run 170 steps, and sure, he looks like he's hurting a little bit by the end here. He's tired, for sure. But the fact that he was able to go out there and work out, Mojo, I think great, great sign for all the football fans who support Aaron Rodgers.
Great sign. Huge sign, man. Babcock. Huge. I mean, for Aaron Rodgers himself, for the entirety of Jets Nation, this is fantastic. I mean, 170 steps, that's a lot of steps, maybe one too many, in my opinion.
I would say so, too.
But to be able to push through all of that, I mean, that just shows you stamina and endurance and strength and explosiveness to be able to maintain that speed all the way up. I mean, this is a big sign. We talked about it before. This is a similar injury to what more or less ended my football career, Babcock, with that nasty calf tear. And this is right here where you're pushing off of. I mean, this is exactly what he would not be able to do after surgery. So this just shows that he's really getting close to being 100% if he isn't there already. Great sign for all parties involved. And you love to see it. We're the major headline going into the NFL season, right? With Hard Knocks, with him finally leaving Green Bay and going elsewhere, and the Jets being absolutely stacked, just needed a quarterback to get him to the promised land. And then you lose him immediately. This is really cool, not just for Jets fans, for the entire NFL fan base in general.
And we had to wait an extra year, but we're finally going to get all that was promised to us with Aaron going to New York last year. We know four plays in and season shot, but it's going to be fun, Mojo. They've added some offensive linemen the Jets have. They've got a high pick in the draft where they hope to add some talent. There's a lot happening in the division. Obviously, Stephon Diggs no longer in Buffalo. The Miami Dolphins have high hopes for this next season. So that AFC East is super competitive. And by the way, the Jets got some new uniforms too. They look like the old ones, but they do look very cool. AFC East is going to be on fire, and I can't wait. The Mojo, the LA Clippers have, I think it's probably the best promotion in all of sports, and this also happens to be my favorite story of the day. The LA Clippers have something, Mojo. If you are a visiting team, say the Houston Rockets this weekend in Los Angeles playing the Clippers, and it is the fourth quarter. Mojo, if an opposing player, a visiting player, misses two straight free throws in the fourth quarter, the entire arena, 20,000-ish people, get a free chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, love it, tastes delicious. Boban Marjanovic, of course, who is the big man, 7'4" tall for the Rockets. He knows this, Mojo. He understood the assignment. He used to play for the Clippers, and when he found himself on the charity stripe this weekend and he'd already missed that first free throw, he knew he had one job, and that job, Mojo, was to miss the second free throw. Wait until you see. I have never, ever, ever seen a visiting player intentionally miss a free throw so the crowd could win a prize. That's exactly what happened. Check this out.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to you. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
He's a man of the people. They all get free chicken sandwiches.
All right, hold on. Before he missed both of these shots, it's probably safe to say that Boban is one of the NBA's favorite players, right?
Yes.
Like the fan base
yes.
love this Back. Guy. Hollywood loves this guy. Brands, companies love this
yeah.
guy. Everyone loves working with Boban. That's a fact. All right. He's been in the new Netflix or Hulu movie, Self-Reliance, John Wick. He's
oh,
been in
yeah.
a
Mojo, anyone that's not familiar with who he is, in John Wick 3, one of the opening scenes is in the New York Public Library, City Public Library, and they have an epic fight scene, John Wick, Keanu Reeves, and Boban's character. That is Boban, if you're not familiar.
He's an assassin in Self-Reliance. For some reason, Hollywood just thinks this dude is a bad guy. Where in real life, I mean, he could That's not awesome. Be more of a good guy. I mean, look,
right.
Babcock, I'm not convinced that he didn't miss the first one on purpose either. He made it close enough where it looked like he was kind of trying.
Right.
Because, I mean, if it was me, I probably just like would have punted the ball
right.
in the stands and made it just really obvious and blown the thing open. But who doesn't love free chicken? I mean, here
right.
is a guy that gets it. He's worked with a lot of companies as a brand spokesperson. Now, after this whole chicken fiasco, he's probably going to have another brand deal lined up after this. So he's probably going to make a good bit of money. It's just, he's a smart guy, man. He's always thinking. He always knows what comes next, but always delivering life with just a fun, positive manner. And this is just great. This is just fun all around.
Yeah, the Clippers put one of their players out who stands about 6 feet tall. Again, Boban is 7'4", and he also let the guy win the tip because, look at this. He let the guy win the tip. I love this guy. But Boban is the greatest. All right, Mojo, we are almost out of time, but we've first got to send some congratulations to somebody who is in your world now, Mojo. Logan Paul. Logan Paul, of course, the United States champion, WWE's United States champion. Well, he is having a baby with his model fiance, Nina Agdal. We broke the story on the TMZ Sports website a little bit earlier today. Obviously, they've been one of the most popular couples, not Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift level, but these guys are really popular. Of course, started dating in 2022. They got engaged in July of 2023, Mojo. And now, yeah, they've got a little bundle of joy on the way.
Just defended his title at WrestleMania, the U.S. champion, and now pregnant a hell of an April for this guy right here. Out of anything he's ever done, this is probably his greatest achievement, his biggest accomplishment, the thing that hypes him up more than anything. So a huge congratulations to the happy couple. Very, very awesome to see.
Absolutely. Huge congratulations to them. Okay, now we are officially out of time, Mojo. We got a big show tomorrow, though. WNBA draft going down Monday night. We know who the number one pick is. If we ever were sure, we know it's Caitlin Clark going to the Indiana Fever. We are going to have a bunch of coverage, a bunch of reaction to the biggest WNBA draft pick of all time. Let's be honest, Mojo, and that'll be a great, great show.
Absolutely, Babcock. Caitlin Clark, a lock at number one, which would make tomorrow pretty sweet if for some reason she doesn't get drafted at number one. A whole heck of a lot to talk about. Either way, tomorrow will be the best show since today.